Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's been almost 19 years since the destruction of St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church on 9/11, and today work will finally begin on rebuilding. It'll resume, actually, as Roger Stern reports from Lower Manhattan this morning. Roger?
The initial step, lowering the first skylight onto the church dome. Organizers say the project took so long because it had been mismanaged. Construction in Liberty Park stopped more than 2 years ago, and in January they ran out of money. That's when the group Friends of St. Nicholas formed to take over the project and raise funds. Michael Saros is vice chairman.
Today is a powerful day. It's an emotional day. It is a day that has been 19 years in the making.
The church was built in 1916. It's being renamed the St. Nicholas National Shrine, and it includes a non-denominational bereavement center. The church due to reopen next year on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.